This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. And this morning, we're going to be talking about the Cancer Center at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. And we have two folks with us today from Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Dr. Jan Ma, who's a medical oncologist, and Dr. Brian Lee, who is a radiation oncologist. Good morning to both of you. How are you today?
Doing fine. How are you?
Doing great.
Thanks.
Good to have you with us today, Jan. And Brian, good to have you here. And first of all, let's talk a little about your facility, the new cancer center at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Formerly, you were over at Bell Street at the old campus, which is just a memory now. Where are you now?
We're at the new medical office. It's called the Seton Medical Office Building at the main campus of the hospital. The address is 1840 Medical Center Parkway. It's really attached to the main hospital.
So that's a whole lot easier for people to get there and to get their treatments because everything is there. The hospital is there, doctor's offices, all sorts of facilities all on one campus.
That's correct. We're blessed to have a comprehensive cancer center under one roof. When we're at the Bell Street office, we did have majority of the equipments under one roof, except for a few things like PET scan or CT scan in the building. But now that we've moved to the new comprehensive cancer center at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, we have the medical oncologist in the building, radiation oncologist in the building, the treatment machines, CT scanner that we use for treatment planning purposes for cancer. By the way, it's a large bore CT scanner, so we can accommodate basically all the patients of all the weight. Also, the PET scanner is also housed in the building. And CT and MRI scans are all within the building. So we're blessed to have all of those facilities within one building so that it would be a really comprehensive and easy end-to-end use for our patients.
How do the facilities here at Middle Tennessee Medical Center compare to major hospitals in other areas? And I'm asking this because as people listen to the broadcast, they're thinking it would be a lot easier to have my cancer treatment here at home in Murfreesboro, but will I get the same positive effects that I would get somewhere else?
Yeah, that's interesting that you asked that question because I just got back from MD Anderson Cancer Center over the weekend, and the first thing I noticed there was that it was so spread out. They have three different campuses within the city, so once you go there, I imagine it's overwhelming. You really don't know where to go. You really have to know how to navigate to get your cancer care. Versus here, we have it under one roof at Seton Building, and the equipment that we have at the new cancer center is the state of the art. I can honestly say that because I, over the years, I've visited many different cancer centers, and I always wonder, what would it be like to have everything within the one facility and to have the latest technology in the building. So the newest equipment we have is called Trilogy in the cancer center, and what it does is it can give radiation treatment very precisely and accurately And every day, there's a day-to-day variation of patient, the organs, the tumor. So we have to verify that. Now we have the capability to verify before daily treatments by doing a CT scan daily while the patient is lying on the treatment table. It's really matching apple to apple to see exactly where that tumor is from day to day. It can move maybe a few millimeters each day. Before we treat the patient, we match that tumor from the treatment planning to where the tumor is before the treatment is given each day. So we have that capability now at the new center, and we're very pleased and grateful that we have that equipment available for our patients.
Jan, Brian was talking about how the technology has changed
yes.
over the years, and I'm sure that in the medical field, if we think technology changes as individual citizens, I mean, we look at MP3 players and different electronic games and see how that changes very quickly, the
yes.
iPads and what have you, it changes even more quickly,
mm-hmm.
I would imagine, in the medical field. As you look at what you have now at the new Cancer Treatment Center at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, what makes you the proudest? I mean, as you look at what you're able to do now versus a while back, is there a dramatic difference in what you're able to accomplish as far as the patients go?
Well, there's definitely a dramatic improvement. I think that's mainly in the patient comfort part. Now we have a larger facility, and we have many more chemo beds and chemo treatment chairs. In patient, the chairs are more comfortable, and family can stay with them. As everybody probably knows, chemotherapy is a prolonged treatment period, lasting sometimes an hour, sometimes several hours. Really, patients really appreciate that their family member can be there with them the whole time. It's more comfort for the patients, more exam rooms, all these. But what hasn't changed is I want to point out that our office is part of the Tennessee Oncology Network. We're the largest oncological care provider in the Middle Tennessee area, and that hasn't changed. We have been providing state-of-the-art cancer care for our patients and for a long time. And also point out, a lot of time patient does not realize that Tennessee Oncology, as part of Sarah Cannon Cancer Network, it really provides state-of-the-art clinical trials where drugs are cutting edge, and through our network, a lot of patients can have access to these newest discoveries and the most exciting findings in the cancer research field. And a lot of times, these are equivalent or even better than a lot of big cancer centers can provide as far as the clinical trials and new drugs are concerned. And this is really bringing the cutting edge science to doorstep of all our Murfreesboro residents here. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned something that I think most of us never think about,
mm-hmm.
and that is a person who is taking chemo,
mm-hmm.
they can have a family member with them to comfort them, to mm-hmm. be by their side, to
mm-hmm.
hold their hands. And I think sometimes that fear of not knowing what's going to happen next, that's one of those big problems, the
yeah.
fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
And so if you have a loved one who is taking chemo, you can be there with them.
Mm-hmm.
And how long does a chemo treatment usually take?
Well, it really depends. Different regimens, how many drugs you're getting, and pre-medication. Sometimes certain drugs require hydration before and afterwards, so the treatment length can be quite different. It can be short as 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or it can be as long as 4 or 5 hours. It really depends. And our practice has always been putting patient first, and I think that's one of the major advantage of the expansion, that now the building house patient doesn't have to travel all around the city to go to the imaging center, go to radiation. Some patients get radiation every day and get chemo once a week. This is really convenient for patient travel, especially elderly patients. The family has to drive them for them. It's just, I think patient has commented to us how much it meant for them for this new convenience. Yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what type of treatment is needed for the type of cancer that you have. The new facility at Middle Tennessee Medical Center has what you need right
here.
Yes,
yes.
Absolutely.
And Brian, it was exciting to hear you say that you had been to the MD Anderson Center this past weekend, which is probably known as one of the top in the world. And we compare favorably, maybe a notch above because of the technology. I mean, we have the newest technology. They probably don't because they didn't just put in a new CT scanner or a new whatever.
Yes, I'm going to say that I did have an opportunity to site visit, and I can say that our technology that we have in the facility is comparable. Definitely not any, you know, worse than what they have there. So we're very pleased with that. I also wanted to mention about our staff at the Cancer Center. They are really caring people. We've actually hand-selected them, and we get comments from the patients and the patients' family members all the time about how much care or caring that they actually feel during the treatment care. So I think we were able to provide end-to-end experience for our patients that has been praised all the time.
Now, at the new cancer center at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, it sounds almost as if most of what you do is outpatient work.
That's correct. About 95% of our patient population is outpatient based. Once in a while, we do get patients who are in the hospital that need care from us. But I would say majority of the patients are outpatient based.
How does that compare with cancer treatments several years ago?
I don't believe that has the percentage-wise that has changed much.
Oh, okay. So it has always been mostly outpatient. For some reason, when I'm thinking of cancer, I'm thinking people are in the hospital for long periods of time. But mostly treated while you
right,
are
the radiation,
in the facility.
Treatments are traditionally have been outpatient based.
Okay. Has the ability to successfully get rid of cancer increased dramatically?
That's an interesting question. I do get, you know, we not only do we treat our patients, but we are also a teaching facility at the Middle Tennessee Cancer Center, and we have nursing students come through there once a week or sometimes twice a week. And one of the questions they asked me, you know, what are the, you know, progress you have made, and how many of patients percentage-wise you are treating and curing? I would say the biggest difference in cancer care that I've experienced through my career has been that majority of our patients come in when they're early diagnosed. And I can honestly say that that's probably the biggest difference in whether you can be cured or it's going to be a difficult challenge for everybody that's involved. And majority of our patients, thankfully for the thanks to our primary physicians and other specialists, get diagnosed early. For example, breast cancer with self-examination and mammograms. Prostate cancer with PSA checks and digital rectal examination, colon rectal cancer with colonoscopy. The vast majority of our patients are diagnosed early, and majority of those patients we cure.
So early diagnosis is the key.
That's correct.
Don't put aside and say, well, it'll probably go away, or this pain, it's something else. I'm going to ignore this. Don't ignore it.
Right. I think patients are educated, you know, more, and primary physicians are very attuned to listen and act on the symptoms of the patients early. So that's been very helpful.
Jan, I just I wanted to mention this because I think everybody needs to know that Middle Tennessee Medical Center's cancer program is one of 90 nationwide, just 90 across the entire nation to receive the Outstanding Achievement Award from the Commission on Cancer last year. This has to really make you feel proud that you're associated with a group like this. And what does this mean to people in this community?
I think it really does make us proud. I think, you know, one example is one aspect, I think the assessment of evaluation of a cancer center, how state of the art it is to have a multidisciplinary tumor boards for difficult cases where an expert in every field will get together, a pathologist, sometimes patient does not realize how many doctors are involved in their case, and cancer care is really multidisciplinary care. You really want all the doctors to be talking to each other and communicate and to come up with the best treatment plan. And sometimes the patient's cancer case is very straightforward. The standard is right out there, but sometimes the case is more difficult. It requires all the experts to talk to each other, and we do have these conferences where we discuss these cases, and then we come up with the best treatment plan. I think that it's really important part of what making our cancer center a great place for our patients. And I do just the previous conversation, I do want to point out that from the medical oncologist's point, there has been great discoveries, advancement in cancer care. And they're from two both aspects, for both cure rate for cancer identified earlier, as well as a palliation when cancer has metastasized and spread. Because if you can live with a cancer with a good quality of life for a very long time, years, 10 years, even longer, 15 years, I mean, for a lot of patients, that's not bad. If you can go on working, live your daily life, and with the diagnosis of cancer, that itself is an important advancement, and we do have achieved a lot of that in a lot of different subtype of cancer.
Well, I think you hit the key word, quality of life. So if you're able to maintain a good quality of life, watch your children, watch your grandchildren grow, be a part of their lives, be a part of their memories, you've done a phenomenal job. And this is something that you're seeing happening now that maybe didn't happen 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, some of that is a technology advancement. Now a lot of cancer treatment actually is using a tablet instead of IV chemo drugs, because the IV chemo drug sometimes does target healthy cells, not specifically. Now we have a lot more called targeted therapy. They're either targeted specifically for protein on the surface of a cell, or it's the most important thing, there are a tablet. For example, there's a form of leukemia we used to not have a lot of treatment options. Patients get very toxic treatments, they still eventually die of it. Now for majority patients, they take a tablet a day. They can maintain in remission for years and decades after that, and with very good quality of life. And that is very amazing achievement, I think. Yeah.
So the ability to focus on the specific disease that each person has, and you're saying each cancer disease is different from one person to the next.
Definitely. Even like lung cancer, we are making dramatic improvement in a very small percentage of lung cancer, but we have high hopes in near future we can spread this to. But now there are subtypes of lung cancer. When we identify a specific change in the genes, they can take a pill. If a patient was that this kind of lung cancer where the disease has spread everywhere, they can have amazing disease control for a very prolonged period of time by taking a pill every day. And that is just amazing, yeah.
We're going to pause for just a moment and check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back, and the next segment of the program is where we open up the phone lines. And if you have a question dealing with the cancer treatment at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, maybe you have been through the cancer program. Maybe you have just been diagnosed as having cancer. We'd like to hear from you this morning. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. The doctors are both here this morning. Dr. Jan Ma, a medical oncologist, and Dr. Brian Lee, a radiation oncologist, both with us today from Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Need better fuel economy? Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro today. Ford now has four vehicles that get 40 miles to the gallon or more. The Ford Fusion Hybrid, the Ford Electric Focus, the regular Ford Focus, and the Ford Fiesta all get 40 miles per gallon. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro today at the intersection of Broad and Northfield. Ford of Murfreesboro can be found online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Colored gemstones express your personality with color. Our gemstones are all natural, not man-made. From blue sapphire, vibrant ruby, green amethyst, orange citrine to black onyx. Excite your mood and your wardrobe with a collection of colored stone jewelry from Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Tune-ups, oil changes, auto repair. 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning once again. Still lots of congestion, I-24 around the junction there at Bell Road and Hickory Hollow Parkway. Also, as you make your way into Midtown, you're seeing lots of congestion around the junction with I-40 westbound. In Murfreesboro, we're seeing traffic easing a bit. Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin Drive, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96 and I-24 at 231, all with traffic easing. Stop by Bradford Flooring and Paint Center at 1990 Nolensville Pike and ask about the free tickets to the races at the fairgrounds this spring and summer. More information by calling Bradford Flooring at 251-5384. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WG.
We'll have plenty of sunshine across the forecast area. Highs will be in the mid-80s. We'll have a calm wind becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Right now, 66.
Thank you, Mandy. The weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
And by
G. Gordon Liddy is on the Good Neighbor Network.
It's I, the G-Man.
G. Gordon Liddy, weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. If you have a question or a comment, the doctors are in this morning. 893-1450. Dr. Jan Ma, medical oncologist at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and Dr. Brian Lee, a radiation oncologist at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. They're both with us today. And we're talking about the new cancer treatment program, the new cancer center at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. It's in the Seton Building, right there on the campus at the new facility, and they have added some new equipment to make the treatment of cancer even more effective locally. And so, as we've been hearing, Dr. Lee had just returned from outstanding weekend at some of the top facilities all around, MD Anderson, about as big as you can get, I guess. And we're hearing good news that you can do what they can do. So there's no need in traveling hundreds, thousands of miles for treatment. It's here, right here in Murfreesboro. Boy, that has to make both of you feel good, because many years ago we couldn't have said that.
Right.
I mean, people were traveling to Nashville for pretty good treatment, but now we can have the best right here.
Yes, that's one of the things that when we started the cancer program here, that we saw that what could be. And along with Tennessee Oncology Network, Sarah Cancer Program, that we were, I saw the potential that we can provide all the latest technology, all the latest research programs, and implement that with our patients. And thankfully, that's become reality.
Let's talk a little more about the new cancer center at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, because it is very new. When we're talking about very new, when did you officially open the new facility?
Our first day was January 23rd of this year. It's been a really smooth transition, and I'm pleased to say. And we've ramped up rather quickly to good number of patients that we're treating on treatment now. With the implementation of the new technology, doing CT scans before treating each day, we've noticed that it takes a little bit more time for treating patients. And it may be slightly frustrating for some of our patients, but however, I'd rather be more precise than not, mainly because we do have the technology now to verify that we're treating the right exact spot. I can honestly say it's the precise accuracy of tumor location is probably less than a millimeter that we're treating each day.
So. And if we look back 20 years, was right. This just totally unheard of, I guess?
That's correct. So we didn't have the technology, so we would give a nice margin of 2 centimeters all around the tumor, which means that we are able to treat the tumor even with the day-to-day movement of the tumor. However, we are treating a very large portion of normal tissue that could be more toxic. So we can now shrink the tumor, the treatment size, so then we can treat the tumor more concisely, but also spare the normal tissue that we didn't really need to treat.
You have said twice, and I need to ask you this, about the movement of the tumor. When you say movement of the tumor, are you saying movement because it's getting smaller, or does the tumor physically move around in the body?
Right. So there's two issues with that. One is the where the tumor is located. For example, if the cancer is in the lung, as you breathe, the tumor can move up to 2.5 centimeters. So that we can look at that and then do the CT scan and see exactly where the tumor is that day. So we can cut down on the tumor, the field size to treat the tumor. With less toxicity. Also, for example, in the prostate gland, depending on the amount of how much the bladder is full or how much the rectum is full, the prostate can move also 2 centimeters. But in this case, the prostate moves, and then we can move, we'll do a CT scan and verify where the tumor is, where the prostate gland is, and then move the field according to where the prostate is sitting that day. So it's more concise. We can shrink the tumor field size, so then we can treat a smaller area and spare the normal tissue. Now, you mentioned about does the tumor shrink? Mm-hmm. We weren't able to do this before, but now we are, because we have the capability, we look at the CT scan and see how much has shrunk. So if the one of the tumors that we know that shrinks rapidly are called small cell lung cancer. It's a type of cancer that grows rapidly but responds rapidly to a tumor too. So when we're doing CT scan, if we see that tumor has shrunk significantly, we will replan according to what the tumor looks like, let's say following week. So we can shrink the tumor, field size weekly to minimize the radiation to normal tissue.
I guess the biggest fear that someone has once they have been diagnosed as having cancer, has it spread? And sometimes you see people who have cancer who think they have it in remission, suddenly it pops up somewhere else. Is there a way to do a total body scan or something? Can you determine, yes, we have it all, or we're pretty sure we have it all now, How can you do that with this new equipment?
Well, partial answer to that question is the PET scan we have in the facility, and it's a very specialized scan. What it does is it injects into your body a very low-dose radioactive labeled glucose. That's very minimal activity, but if we can understand why we call cancer cells cancer, these are cells growing out of control, not listening to command. They do not stop. They just keep growing. But whenever cells grow, they need nutrients. They need oxygen. They need sugar. And so if you have labeled sugar flowing in your blood, the more active the cells growing, they will suck up more sugar. So this way, this scan can tell us with higher sensitivity which areas are picking up higher activity. And it can detect presence of cancer at a lot lower limit. And this definitely is advancing technology. And this scan is now housed in the same building that our office and radiation office are located. Very convenient for our patients because they do get this type of scan a lot more often. That's part of the answer, yes.
Jan, you mentioned something that was really fascinating in that last sentence. And you talked about the nutrients, the sugars, and the stuff that makes the cancer cell grow.
Mm-hmm.
Does a person or can a specific diet mm-hmm. that you go on, that you reduce sugars or reduce something or just change whatever you're eating, do you do that in conjunction with the treatment to reduce feeding the cancer cells? Either one of you on that.
Well, I do actually get that question a lot from my patients. I think it's really important to realize that one thing patients themselves can do to help the treatment go through the process is actually to keep their health generally healthy and strong. If you thinking have any special diet to deprive the cancer cell of their nutrient, you're depriving the rest of your body, the healthy cells, nutrients as well. So I think the best advice I give patients to leave the job of killing the cancer cells to their doctors. And what they can do is maintain good balanced nutrition for the rest of their body to keep healthy. Because a lot of times during treatment, you can undergo certain nausea, decrease appetite. Actually, keeping nutrition up is an important part of the treatment regimen. So I do not want the patient themselves to deprive themselves of certain nutrients. But I think killing the cancer cell should be left to us to deal with. Mm-hmm. And themselves just eat general healthy diet, I think, should be good. Yeah.
On different medical programs on this station, we've heard physicians talking about things that seem to create other problems. One of those being obesity, eating the wrong food. Another one being smoking, things of this sort. And so if there's one thing that I've remembered from other medical programs, totally different topics, but medical programs, it has been eat right, eat nutritious, healthy food, try not to be overweight, exercise, don't smoke. Do those relate to cancer?
Well, those are very, very important for cancer prevention. And for example, weight loss is not only important for cancer prevention for certain type of cancer, for example, breast cancer, because for women who no longer have ovarian function, a postmenopausal, where their estrogen come from? It comes from the fatty tissue. So for women who has cancer that's driven by estrogen, in the long run, after cancer treatment is done with, exercise and weight loss has been shown to decrease recurrence. However, keeping in mind that we're talking about two different things. One is prevention and long-term decreasing risk of recurrence. It's a slow, long-term process. Another we're talking about during the acute treatment, when you're going through a tough patch, you're going through treatment, you have nausea, decreased appetite. My feeling is not to adjust your nutrition state dramatically during the treatment period. Before you get cancer or after cancer treatment is finished, the general healthy diet, weight loss, exercise are all very important. Smoking cessation, all these things are very important. It's a long-term process. Yes.
Okay, but while it's happening, hold on. Just be
comfortable and eat enough calories and not to stress too much about the specific diet. Yeah, yeah.
Our phone number is 893-1450, and let's go to the phones. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you, Bart?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling.
Yes. I'm enjoying the program this morning. I was calling in because Dr. Brian Lee was my radiation oncologist about 13 years ago. And I'm just elated about the new building that they have out, you know, near the hospital, because, you know, I remember 13 years ago when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, we only had two medical oncologists, Dr. Barton and Dr. Gian, and we were in the old Arnett's building. And then I think I was maybe one of the first patients to be treated at the, what we call now, the old facility on Bell Street. And, I remember, like Dr. Lee said, the staff with both groups, they handpick them, and I tell you, they are the best. And I just wanted to call in and thank them for everything that they're doing for us cancer patients, and just to thank them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. And we're glad that you're doing well, too, after 13 years. That is phenomenal. And so even back then, she said, the people that you have on your staff were so caring, and you were handpicking them back then. So that is exciting to hear that. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. We're talking about cancer. We're hearing exciting news this morning about how the new facility at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, the new Cancer Treatment Center, which opened in January, has all of the latest technical equipment enabling our physicians locally to offer treatments that they could not have offered before. But it's so exciting because Dr. Yan Ma mentioned just a moment ago that sometimes the treatments in the old days would themselves create problems, and now with this new equipment you're able to focus so closely to the cancer cell and dramatically reduce any of the negative problems that you've had in the past. So that in itself is a phenomenal accomplishment.
Yeah.
And so we're able to see reductions of cancer and living longer, healthier lifestyles, just a good quality of life, as you mentioned. That's what it's all about. So this is the way it is today. Do you feel that technology is going to offer some, is there something about to happen that you've heard of that will make a significant difference, a positive difference in cancer treatment in the future?
As far as radiation therapy is concerned, one of the things I wanted to mention was keeping on the point about the more precise targeting of cancer. We are ramping up, and we'll be introducing a new program called Stereotactic Radiosurgery. That currently, we're sending them up to Nashville, because we just did not have the capability before. With the new machines that we have, we'll be able to provide the service. It's a really high dose radiation treatment to a smaller, more targeted tumor treatment, whether it's in the brain or spine or lung, or liver. We would be providing a very high dose of radiation treatment, either once or three times, in attempt to get rid of it completely. So it's a very sophisticated and treatment plan intensive program that we'll be introducing this year. So we're very excited about that. Secondly, I just wanted to mention that one of the things when the nursing students that come through our department, they ask me about the lung cancer patients, because despite the improvements in care and survival for these lung cancer patients. Overall, it's still pretty dismal. And one of the things that we discussed was, well, you know, there's good screening tool for breast cancer, colon cancer, and prostate cancer. And, you know, the lung cancer is the fourth largest population of cancers that we have in cancer. Or is there a, you know, screening tool? For the longest time, there wasn't one. But now we're finding out that for higher risk patients, for example, patients who've been smoking 20, 30 years, for those patients, doing a CT scan of the chest once a year may be a reasonable thing to do. For patients who are low risk, who've never smoked in their lives, it's probably not useful because it's chance of that finding or developing cancer for those patients are very rare. The second question the the nursing students asked me was, well, I've heard or we've learned, we've been taught, if you stop smoking 15, 20, 30 years, then your risk of developing lung cancer is back down to zero. And I have to tell them, no, that's absolutely incorrect. That once you have smoked for 20 years or so, whether you stop or not, your risk is still high. Obviously, if you continue to smoke, your risk is even higher. But for these patients, again, early diagnosis, early detection is their best chance for cure. And for those patients, I would recommend CT scan once a year for early diagnosis, screening tool.
Let's go back to the phones. 893-1450, you're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sir.
Uh-huh.
You don't understand that we know how bad cigarette smoking is, and you know how America try to do everything they do, they say they're doing it to save the people. But I don't know, everywhere you go, they got a cigarette sign, and everybody's running a sale on it. And cigarette is just as bad as, well, I think they say drugs. They want to call everything else drugs.
And also on the packages, I think the new labels are talking graphically how bad this is, how dangerous it is for you, and yet we continue to use cigarettes.
Right. For the risk of developing lung cancer for long-term smokers is approximately 10%. Interestingly, for societies where they do not allow smoking, the lung cancer is very rare. It's actually a rare type of cancer. But because there's, you know, the smoking is so prevalent in this country and pretty much all over the world, the lung cancer, you know, I believe there's approximately 200,000 new lung cancer diagnosed each year in the country. If people stop smoking, it'd be probably less than 10% of that.
It's almost like playing Russian roulette. It's not a good game.
Right.
We'll be back in just a moment. We're going to check on the weather. Stay with us.
You learn from those with different opinions. You're getting a street smart education from Good Neighbor Talk, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Maybe you need a new mattress. Well, you can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen, Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen-size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS, Murfreesboro. Hey, call a friend right now. Spread that news.
Did you hear that on the radio?
I heard it.
We're talking about cancer this morning, and we're getting some exciting news that Middle Tennessee Medical Center and the new Cancer Treatment Center that just opened back in January is phenomenal. We're hearing that this morning. Dr. Jan Ma is with us, and she is a medical oncologist with Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and Dr. Brian Lee, radiation oncologist at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. And the exciting thing that we're hearing, and this is exciting to me, is that not only do we have the technology that most other facilities don't have, but that this technology enables us to focus in, really focus, on the cancer cell. And as Dr. Jan Ma had said earlier, sometimes it's the treatment that also creates problems. And if you can focus in, you're able to eliminate that negative side effect and do more good. So that's what you're seeing.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, mention that I really see a great advancement in the cancer treatment field in the near future, and we are doing a lot more in our cancer center mutational studies where, you know, finding out what exactly is driving every specific kind of cancer, and we have more and more very specific treatment targeting a single mutation for these cancer cells and provide, so the improvement is in increasing cure rates, also decreasing side effects. So patient can tolerate a lot better and live a lot longer, have a higher chance of curing their disease. And in collaboration with Sarah Cannon Cancer Center, which has the most number of clinical trials available in the world, and we have seen exciting drugs down the pipeline, have minimum side effects, and can give patients who have failed multiple lines of treatment wonderful outcomes, and we're just really excited for our patients for their future.
That is so wonderful. I mean, that's what you want to hear, and now it's available right here in Murfreesboro on a regional basis at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. And I really want to say a special thank you to Dr. Brian Lee and Dr. Jan Ma for visiting with us today and bringing us up to speed on the developments in cancer treatment. And thank goodness we have this wonderful cancer facility that opened at the Seton Medical Building last January, just a couple of months ago. And thanks to that facility and the foresight of all of the people involved at the new local hospital, we're able to do things that we could not do years ago and offer service to the community that you can't find in some of the major hospitals in around the world even. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great day. Stay with us. Much more to come here on WGNS. G. Gordon Liddy is next. I'll be back to chat with you tomorrow. Have a great day.
It would only break.